Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we've got a fun hour. What are we going to be talking about? Cooking turkey. Yes, the big turkey day is going to be coming up, and one of my favorite people, Leo Pearlstein, who has, just for so many years now, we've always shared some time because he has some of the best recipes you could ever imagine for that fat bird that we so often like to serve for our holiday meals. And what we're going to be talking about today in the recipes, we're going to be talking about things you can actually cook all year round. And we have got some new stuff. If you like spicy, have we got some good things to share with you. Leo, welcome to the show.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, Leo Pearlstein is a name that if somebody lives in the Hollywood area and is involved in advertising and anything to do with the turkey industry, they know you very, very well because you've been involved in that media for so long. But for my listeners who have not heard of you before, I mean, you've had over 50 years associated with the entertainment world. You've known all of the big names, the Bob Hopes, the Phyllis Dillers, and, you know, the Wayne, all of these people, Kennedys, Jimmy Durante, Steve Allen. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on, Leo. Is that what keeps you so young?
It's working. Yes, it does. I come in every morning at 8 o'clock, and I usually quit anything from 4 to 5 o'clock, and I love every minute of it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, public relations, we'll get to the turkey in just a bit, but the PR world, how has that changed since you started?
Tremendously, it's changed. Tremendously. Some for the good and some for not for the good. But basically, the biggest point is there's so much clutter now on the air. There's so much instant news, which is good and bad. The cable systems, the web, the handheld phones, the iPhones. It's instant news, and there's so much bombardment, as you know, of news to the people that you have to sort of join the crowd and hope that your message gets through. Unfortunately, bad news seems to be carrying most of the time. Shockers, you know, murders, rapes, fires, wars. So when you have soft subjects like important food, nutrition, holiday eating, food safety, it's great, but sometimes it gets preempted. On the other hand, there are more opportunities now for people that are getting news out. You have to have a good story. If you don't have a good story, there's no reason to get on. To be able to contact, and you yourself are a news person, and so you will choose news that you hope will be good for your listeners.
Yes, very much.
And if somebody comes up with a story or information that's of interest to your listeners, that's what we try to do. I mean, you'll see you don't hear from us too often unless we have something really important and interesting to tell the listeners. And then we tell you about it and say, we've got some information we'd like to share with you and hope that it is something that would be entertaining and educating at the same time.
I agree.
And that's the way it works. Now, there have been lots of changes in general, but basically, I like to separate the general. I don't even like the word public relations anymore because it has some bad reputations when you're dealing with politics and corporate problems and so on. I really like to say that I'm in the business of communicating information about food and products that consumers buy, or you might even say, simply, it's food publicity. I don't like to be typecast when they're talking about some of the not-so-pleasant public relations techniques that are used by many politicians and, quote, spin doctors and things like that.
Right. Well, it has, and you're right. There is so much information out there, but I'll tell you what. I don't know of anyone that isn't interested in food, and my husband, many times he'll come into our family room area and I'm watching television and I'll have on a food channel. He said, Donna, don't you know enough about food? do you have to continue? Oh my goodness, who have you got on now? And I love to watch the shows that...
Well, the Food Network really is entertaining. My wife loves the challenge when they make all these cakes and desserts.
That's me. Your wife and me would just get along just fine. We'd get along just wonderful.
The dinner challenge where they have to make a dinner for 250 people and they have to deliver it and rush it. And very emotional. My wife feels sorry for the guys that lose or the cake falls down after they worked for an hour. It's fascinating.
So, yeah,
Mrs. Covison's was on Unwrapped.
Oh, really?
They went through the factory, through the stuffing factory.
Really? When was that done?
I believe it or not, it was 5 years ago, but they repeated every Thanksgiving. We've been on 5 years in a row on Unwrapped the week before Thanksgiving, and they show going through the factory and the bread, 65,000 loaves of bread a day, and the seasoning is added, and it's packaged and delivered. It's fascinating.
It really is. Now, let's get to the point, because this is something right here. Mrs. Covison's is a dressing mix that has been around for, it seems like, forever. And many times, people do not really, I find, when I say, have you ever heard of Mrs. Covison's, they go, what's that? And
I'll be darned. Well, you're kind of, you should hear about it up in Tacoma and Washington.
People buy it. They buy it. They just know that their mother bought it or their grandmother bought it, and they go, oh, yeah, you mean the dressing. Oh, sure.
Well, you know, it's funny. Just this year, they came out with a new box. Totally, you know, keeping up with the times.
Mm-hmm.
They have a design artist, and they did a focus panel, and they asked a lot of people what they'd like to see on the box and modernization. And I, being the old-timer, was worried that some of the old-timers, quotes, wouldn't recognize the box.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily enough, we fought for them to keep the logo the same. So people would recognize the script and the logo and the name Mrs. Covison and realize that it's just new packaging keeping up with the trend of modernization. So we do have a beautiful new package, and we've got the three different colors. We've got yellow for cornbread, and we've got sort of a red band for the season, and we've got green for the herb cubed stuffing. So we've got three different brand new boxes, and they should be on display now. The day after Halloween is when the candy comes down and the Mrs. Covison goes up.
Well, that's appropriate because the stores are really, really gearing up. I mean, boxes of dressing and Mrs. Covison's, I've seen that. They've got all of their displays around the store. I mean, people are already starting to stock up, shopping around. The sales are starting. And we're entering into the holiday season, which is naturally around food. Now, Mrs. Covison's, you've had association with the turkey industry. You've been associated with many different food products, the egg industry, prunes, grapefruit. You have had all kinds of variations with all of this is going out over the Food Network, and of course the wonderful place, the different cooks, the different styles of cooking, the different personalities. You'd think, gee whiz, you'd run out of recipes, but I don't think so. I just, it's amazing to me the unlimited ways that you can work with meat and vegetables and fish and just all kinds of seasonings. Now, your book that you have had out, Mrs. Covison's Best Stuffing Cookbook, I found that it made a wonderful, wonderful gift for people that really enjoyed cooking, liked cooking that was flavorful, easy to put together. It has just been so wonderful. In fact, we're going to be having some one of the recipes for some company next week.
Oh, great.
And what I wanted to do, and for those of you listening, if you want to get out your pad of paper and a pen, trust me, these recipes are, again, flavorful, but they're easy. If you have a small crowd, in fact, I'll tell you something, Leo, I was standing in line at the grocery store, and there was a lady in front of me, and I had gotten a package of two packages of a turkey that had been cut in half. And she looked at that. She said, "A turkey half? I've never seen that before. Do they sell it here at the store?" And I said, "Oh, yes, they do. Obviously, I've got two packages here." And I got them because we don't always want to fix a whole turkey. She said that would just be perfect because it's just me and my daughter. And normally we have friends over, but we don't want to be eating turkey for the next year. So she said that would be ideal. And I thought, this program with you is a wonderful opportunity to talk about maybe a butcher. If you bought a turkey, you bought a fresh one or even a frozen one, they might cut it in half for you if you had a small group of people that you were working with. And a lot of your recipes would just do fabulously. And
oh, yes. In fact, that was one of the reasons Sophie, who was a great cook, Sophie was a fabulous cook, and she was trained also as a home economist way, way, way back. In fact, I'll tell you when. It was 1948 that she started the stuffing end of the business.
Whoa.
Sophie came out. No one else had it. They had a big bag of cubes back east, but she introduced the stuffing out here, and she came out with two stay fresh bags. So you have two bags. If you have a small family, you can use one bag, and you use a half a recipe,
mm-hmm.
and then you can use the other bag later. So if you want to buy a turkey breast or a chicken, or even all year long, you can take out the one bag of a 6-ounce bag, and that'll serve six people, actually. So it's really pretty clever to have two stay fresh bags. But if you have a big family and coming around Thanksgiving, you have the cousins and the aunts, most people are buying two boxes of stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a turkey, 12 to 15 pounds, or if they have a big family, they'll buy a tom turkey, the 20-pounders. And you figure about a pound and a half of fresh meat per person for a big, ample supply, or a pound per person for a normal supply of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rather interesting. And as far as recipes, not only in the book, which is great, because Lisa Messenger, who wrote the book with me, is one of the best food editors in the country. She really was very strict and went through all the recipes and double-tested a lot of them because they were done by Sophie years ago and they were done by several home economists. So in addition to that, I should remind you, while your listeners have their pencil out, to go to the website mrscubbisons.com, and you don't need an apostrophe, just write out mrscubbisons.com. And if that's a little bit too difficult, go to thanksgivingtips.com, and there's loads of recipes and celebrity chefs, and they had the contest for the young chefs at the Culinary College, and you've got some superstars, and you've got easy, quick, easy recipes so you're not stressed out, and if you really want to cook from scratch and do some real complicated ones, you've got some super gourmet recipes too. It's a great website, and it also tells you about the turkey, how to thaw, how to cook, how to carve. It talks about what we call planned overs instead of leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You know, with the website and with the cookbooks and with the food editors and people like you would have a radio show, the homemakers of today really have it easier than they used to have it.
Oh, I agree with that. I especially think we have it easy with the dishwashers. I really like that wonderful appliance.
But, you know, people do get stressed out, and we sort of lecture, and I teach at school occasionally, and so do our home economists, and we put on seminars. And I answered, and I told you that I read about you putting on seminars, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with the release about your public speaking.
Oh, well, thank you.
So
thank
when
you.
We reach people, we try to tell them as many ideas as possible, quick and easy tips. In a way, you're reminding the mature people who may have forgotten, who want a little bit comfort level to know they're doing the right thing, even though they may do it once a year. And then you've got the new brides. So I've come up with my home economist and with our dietitian with several ideas I'd like to share with you.
Sure, go right ahead.
First of all, you know, when you buy a turkey, you either get it fresh or frozen. They couldn't get enough fresh turkeys to solve the whole country at one time, so 90% are frozen. But that's okay. They've been frozen properly. They've got very good directions on it. But then you have to thaw the turkey. A lot of people panic, and they don't thaw it properly for two reasons. It may not be totally thawed, or it may not be bacteria safe. So the best thing to do is to thaw the turkey slowly in the refrigerator. It usually takes about 3 days to thaw out slowly in the refrigerator, and that's the way you do it. No problem, just stick it in frozen refrigerator. You take it out in the morning, let it go down to room temperature, take the giblets out. A lot of people, especially the young cooks, don't even realize that there's liver, giblets, neck in there. Mm-hmm. Nothing would happen. It'll just be messy as heck if you leave it in. So just take it out. You can make soup from the giblets. You can add it to the stuffing mix. And so you take it out, and you get it properly thawed out. Now, incidentally, from a food safety point of view, don't leave it on the kitchen counter. Really, anything on the kitchen counter that's left open, you can get bacteria. Keep it in the refrigerator. If it's not thawed out in time, don't panic. Put it in the sink with running cold water. Have a stopper in it. Let the water surround the turkey. And then about every 20 minutes, let the water drain and get you some new fresh water. Never, never use hot water. Heat brings bacteria. The worst that can happen if you don't thaw it out in time is it'll take you longer to cook. So do it the food safety way, and as I say, thaw it out slowly in the refrigerator or in the cold running water. Now, when you buy a turkey, you're wondering how's it going to be done in time. Turkey growers now have given you pretty good directions, and they give you a broad outline as to when it should be, approximately about 15 minutes per pound or so. Turkeys are more tender than they used to be. They're younger. So you look at the chart. We buy a turkey that has a pop-up timer. Pop-up timer tells you when the turkey is done to perfection. Now, if you're using a meat thermometer, and you really should in cooking anyway, the government tells us that poultry, chicken, turkey, other things should be cooked to 165 degrees to kill the bacteria, salmonella. So you don't want any problems of people getting ill. So the pop-up timer solves that problem. But even if you're using a thermometer at 165, it may not be thoroughly done. By the way, one of the chefs told me, you take a sharp knife and you cut by the drumstick,
mm-hmm.
wiggle it, and if it looks pink, you've got some more time to go. If it wiggles easy, it's done. But as I say, my wife loves the pop-up timer. She feels very comfortable about it when the little red thing pops up. Now, let's say you've taken the turkey out of the oven. And by the way, if you put the oil or butter on the top, that's going to make it nice and brown. But, you know, a lot of people don't season the turkey properly. What you should do is pour the seasoning on the top for color, but in the cavity for flavor. Take a good shake of the seasoning into the cavity. Now, a lot of people have seasoning spices that they've had in the cupboard forever. This is a very important meal. Take a look at the seasoning you have. See how old it is. Maybe it got clumpy. Maybe it got stale. You know, you've gone so far, buy a new package of seasoning. And by the way, use a poultry seasoning. Today, the chefs and the people have made seasonings. If you can go in the market, you'll see seasoning for fish, seasoning for poultry, seasoning for meats, barbecue. There's a famous chef in New Orleans, Paul Perdome, famous chef, a nice man. He came out with a line of seasoning. He calls it Chef Paul's Magic Blends. He lectured at a restaurant convention to his fellow chefs, reminding them that they should really go to the trouble of checking out the labels. No preservatives, no additives, no MSG. You can look at the label, natural. I always look at the label, mm-hmm. and that's why I chose this. And there are other brands, too. I chose Chef Paul's. No preservatives, no additives, no MSG, and it's natural. Now, if you have the time, and you should take a little time, you know, between the breast and the skin, there's like a little pocket. You take a little paring knife, and you just cut the membrane. Take your fingers and push it in slowly, and you're making like a pocket between the breast and the skin. Obviously, you're going to wash your hands before and after. And you take the Chef Paul's Magic Seasoning. You add some herbs if you want to, your favorite herbs. Just mush them up. And then you take either a lemon or a lime or an orange and slice it and place that on top between the breast and the skin. That's giving you an extra little kick to the thing. Or you can actually take something like mustard. I got that from Morehouse Mustard. You take some Morehouse yellow mustard, squish it in with the herbs, and push it in with a spatula, with a knife or a fork or a spoon, and you have an extra zing there. So you've taken care of seasoning the turkey, and a lot of people forget to preheat the oven. You have to preheat the oven because that judges your timing. So you preheat the oven to 350 degrees, or 325 if you want it longer, and you put it in the oven to get cooked. And you know what? You don't have to baste the turkey. Psychologically, I used to baste it every hour. Open up the oven door and baste it. And really, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But leave it rest in there. It's good to have it on a rack in a wherever pan, you know. And you know what? If you don't have a rack, get some carrots or celery and put it on the bottom of the turkey just to lift it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun thing to do. And now comes the stuffing. Having worked with Sophie Covison and loving stuffing, it wouldn't be a holiday without the stuffing, really. Now, the question is this. If you have the prepared stuffing mix, which has been specially made bread, fresh baked bread, not for sandwiches, but a little bit denser for stuffing, and it's been seasoned just right. In fact, it's been Melba toasted, which is long, slow toasting. That's half of the work that's been done for you. Now, you can make all sorts of stuffings. You can make a sausage stuffing. You can make a vegetable stuffing. You can make a fruit stuffing. For example, let's take the sausage stuffing. One thing for sure, every stuffing mix with the onions and celery are good enough, chopped onions and chopped celery. And by the way, you take a rule of thumb would be 1 cup of everything. So you put in your 2 bags of Mrs. Sophie Covison stuffing. You put a cup of chopped celery and a cup of chopped onions. And guess what? You can even go in the market now and buy them already chopped in the fresh produce department.
Are we spoiled or are we spoiled? Okay.
Boy, I tell you. Now, as far as the liquid, it could be chicken broth, which is traditional, or vegetable or broth. It could be fruit juice. It could be water. It could be wine. And incidentally, for you worry about the kids, the alcohol burns off. So you put a cup of that in, more or less, because you like it more mushy, you put more in. And by the way, if you're stuffing the turkey, you should do less because you're going to get a lot of juices from the turkey. Now, as far as the butter, margarine, or oil, it's your choice there, too. Now, you're home free. So let's say you go for sausage. I got this from Farmer John's website. Farmer John's, the famous pork company. This year they recommended using the breakfast links.
Mm-hmm.
Use bulk sausage, which is great. Now, you came from Los Angeles, I remember, when you lived in the Westchester area.
That's right.
Farmer John's been around forever,
mm-hmm.
and all the markets had it. It never occurred to me, but the breakfast links have their own little spices in it that they do to spice it up. So you're adding some extra little flavor with the breakfast links.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea. Now,
that's right.
And one of the recipes they had with Farmer John was, believe it or not, using some dried fruit. They used some dried red cherries from Sunsweet and some dried prunes from Sunsweet. I think that was a good idea. So that's one thing. Now talk about vegetables. You can pick any vegetable you want. Mushrooms, carrots, leeks, parsley, zucchini. And you can make a vegetarian stuffing. And by the way, every family has somebody that may have a diet problem. They may be a vegetarian. They may have a heart problem. They may have a diabetes problem. Think of them. And, for example, if you're making your vegetarian stuffing, put a little table tent on the counter, on the buffet counter, and say, vegetarian. I think that shows your guests that you've been thinking about them.
And I know your wife does that because
certainly. And I, then the next thing is fruit. Now, apples come from your territory up there, and you've got various fresh fruits, oranges, you, lots of nuts. You've got almonds, walnuts. I like other nuts that, what do you call them?
Pecans?
Pecans. I love pecans.
Mm-hmm.
And some people toast them ahead of time, too. Okay, dried fruit. The dried fruit industry has gotten very modern lately. Beautiful packaging. Years ago, they had the prunes. They were hard as a rock, and they had pits in them.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Freberg said, first the pits and then the wrinkles, you know. So the SunSweet, the prune people, and by the way, they started calling them dried plums.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people remembered the prunes, so now on their bag they have dried plums. And it says in big letters, prunes on it.
That's right. They had to put both of them on.
You know, so they came out with a line of specialty dried products, which I think are great because, frankly, we munch on them instead of candy. They've got dried cherries, dried cranberries, dried blueberries, dried mango in the bag next to the dried fruit department.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take any one of those dried fruits and put them in your dressing with maybe a couple of fresh fruits. And some nuts, and you use your fruit juice. Now, here's the deal. Let me give you another one that's totally different completely, talking about recipes. It's in my book, and I'll be honest, I forgot all about it. And one of our home economists this year said she wanted to do something different. It's a raisin yam stuffing. I forgot all about it. Lisa Messenger had the thing in. It was done years ago. This is a surprise. You take the Mrs. Gubbison stuffing, and then you take a can of Bruce yams. Don't use the liquid. Just take the yams out and put them in the mixture with the dressing and cut the yams up a little bit. They're soft, so you can mash it in. And then you take your butter margarine, and guess what? You take a cup of pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that is different. We did it the other night, and I tell you, since then, I've done it several times because I love it. It's sort of a sweet dressing. It's almost like a bread pudding.
Mm-hmm.
I just was tickled pink with it. I thought it was great. Now, all of these dressings, instead of stuffing the turkey, which you don't have to do it, you put it in a casserole. You warm the oven up to 350 degrees, put it in the casserole, cover the casserole, put it in for 30 to 40 minutes. If you like the turkey moist and mushy, you take the cover off, and you serve it and put it in the casserole for those that want it, in our family, for my wife. And then you leave the cover off for another 10 minutes and you crisp it up, which I like the crisp part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fluff it up and put it on a thing on the table so it doesn't burn the tablecloth on the trivet, or scoop it out and put it in a serving bowl. And that's beautiful. Now, there are a lot of goodies that you could do that if you want to show off and show your guests a little bit extra, but no extra work on your part. Everybody that I know that has kids has a cupcake tin in the house, a muffin tin.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the market and buy some liners if you don't have them in. Put the liner in, take the same stuffing mix, put it in the cupcake tin, mush it down, put it in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes, and you've got stuffing muffins. Kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
You can freeze them. You can put them in for the next day. I am just in love with stuffing muffins, and it looks good.
Yes, and one of the things, Leo, I'd like to interject here when we're doing it. And I know we're coming to running out of time here, but if you're going to fix some muffins, consider maybe having the foil liners if your dressing is really, really moist.
That's a good idea. Very good idea.
Using a foil liner, and for the holidays, it even gives it, you know, some little extra color. I think they even have some of them that come in different colors. So it's just
They do. In fact, we bought some. They even have Christmas ones too now.
Yes, and
Christmas
so there's
cupcakes.
Yes, and that's a
very good idea because it keeps it more firm.
Yes, it keeps.
And
it
we
a
do
lot
double
more.
Liners. When I don't have them, I use a double paper liner.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good idea too.
Oh, I think it's great. And you know what else you can do? There's almost anything you can fill that you can stuff. We buy red, green, and yellow bell peppers. They're very colorful. You slice the top off with a little stem. You scoop out the white pulp.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop it out with a little paring knife. You fill it with the stuffing. You put it in the oven again for 20 minutes, put it on a cookie sheet or put it in a Pyrex dish.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 20, 25 minutes. You take it out, you have the cover, you put it in front of the guests, or you put it on the table, and guess what? They think they're getting stuffed pepper. They don't know what they're getting. They take the little lid off, and they've got stuffing mix. That's kind of a crazy fun thing.
Oh, that's colorful. And a tip with that, and I know we're just about out of time, Leo, when you're doing the peppers like that, which are it's a wonderfully colorful and nutritional way, especially if people want to include a vegetable with their dish when it's stuffed like that, the peppers, if you're going to have it in a somewhat of a flat pan when you're baking them, just make a very thin cut on the bottom and remove the bumps so it'll, so it'll stand straight.
Right, otherwise you'll be wobbly.
Right. Leo, this has just been so much fun. You're just such a doll, and we always have such a good time when you're on the air. Now, I want you to mention again the two websites. It's MrsCubbinsons.com, and what's the other one?
ThanksgivingTips.com.
ThanksgivingTips.com.
T-I-P-S, tips.
Well, Leo, this has been great, and I'm going to share with my audience later on in the show this wonderful recipe that you have, the roast duck with a raspberry stuffing. Leo, it's a joy.
Oh,
thank
listen, I know you've got my book, and there's several in there. And you know, ducks used to be popular years ago. They still have them. They don't have as many around as they used to. But
yes.
They come beautifully packaged, you know?
Mm-hmm, they do. And so we'll be sharing that later on. Leo, thank you ever so much.
It's my pleasure. I just am thrilled to talk to you. And just believe me, it's like meeting you at the home and being in the living room and talking what's the latest, you know?
That's what I try to do. Leo, you have a wonderful holiday season with your family. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back. Don't forget, MrsCubbinsons.com and ThanksgivingTips.com. You have got it made. You're going to have a fabulous holiday. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Well, telephone lines are now open, and if you'd like to give me a buzz, I'd be delighted to chat with you. The telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're a first-time listener, all you need to know is that I do readings on the air. If you have a comment about the guest, that's, you can chat with me about anything you're interested in. If you'd like to have a dream interpreted, this is something I'm happy to do. If you'd like a reading, again, all I want from you is your first name or your initial, and then I love to know where you're calling in from. Now, by the way, I am going to share that recipe for a duck. Now, roast duck is really something, so get that pad of paper and pen handy. Leo had so many wonderful suggestions. Food is his business on so many levels, and he's involved with it. And as you know, people all over the country, people from around the world, and so his tips were really, really good. But anyway, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. And for those of you in the Western Washington, the state of Washington area, I'm going to be giving a special appearance at the Dickens Festival. Now, this is an event, it's its fifth year, and it's absolutely delightful. It's held in downtown Tacoma. And I will be at the King's Bookstore, and I'm going to be doing mini sessions for people, and part of the proceeds will be going towards the charity that the Dickens Festival is participating with this year. So when you come on out, I would love to meet you. Come on down to King's Bookstore, and you can find out all the details about all of the action and events that are going on at this marvelous festival, and you can go to dickensfestival.net, and you'll be able to find out everything you need to know. This is totally for family, and it is a wonderful, wonderful happening. And if you want to find out more details about what I'm doing there, all you have to do is go into my website, DelphiInternational.com, go to the newsletter section, and you'll see the newsletter for the month. And the hours that I will be appearing there will be from 11 until 4, 11 until 4 November. Saturday, November 21st. Okay, here's the roast duck with raspberry stuffing. Now, duck, like Leo said before we had to close out the interview, he said it's not something a lot of people think of. Now, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, orange duck or some kind of roast duck always is on the menu. And in the Asian culture, duck is one of their favorite meats. Well, that's fine. For Americans, it's not often thought of unless you have had the opportunity to fix it. Duck can be extremely greasy, but when you fix it, and it's easy to fix, it's not a big complicated thing, but when you fix it, you have to make sure that it is on a rack so that the fat will go down below. Now, this recipe. It serves six people, and you're going to need a five-pound duck. Now, depending on where you live, you might be able to get a fresh duck, or you will find that it's in your frozen food section. And just about every grocery store has it. And I know there are specialty stores, butcher shops, a few of those that are left that will carry it, because it usually is very popular, again, in the Asian markets and dependent on what area of the country you're in. Now, you're going to need some salt, some fresh ground pepper, and you're going to need 1/4 cup of melted butter. Now, the stuffing is what's very, very important with this. You're going to need 3 cups of seasoned stuffing mix. You're going to need 1/2 cup of chopped celery, 1/2 cup of chopped celery, 1/4 cup of chopped onion. And I'd suggest you make it sort of minced chops, not great big chunky pieces. You're going to need 1/4 cup of slivered almonds, 1/4 cup of slivered almonds, 1/2 cup of melted butter. Then you need 1/2 cup of raspberry, or if you don't like raspberry, you could use strawberry, fruit spread, or jam, and or preserves, whatever term you want to use. You need 1/4 cup of water and 1/4 cup of lemon juice. This is how simple it is. Your oven needs to be at 375 degrees, so you let that heat up, and then you get busy making the stuffing. Now you take your stuffing mix, your celery, your onion, and your almonds, put them in a big bowl, And then you stir in your melted butter and then your fruit spread or jam or preserves, your water and your lemon juice. All of that goes into the mix. You're going to empty and wash the cavity of the duck. Sprinkle it with salt and pepper inside and out. Fill the neck and cavity with a stuffing, but don't pack it real tightly. And then you want to sew or skewer shut and truss the duck. And you put the duck breast side up on a rack in a roasting pan and brush with some butter. And you roast it for an hour and 40 minutes until it registers with a thermometer. It's a good idea. Or you can do the check with a leg, like Leo said, where you put a knife in there, and if the leg is moving easily and there's, you know, it's not pink looking, it's going to be there. Now, he said, as the duck cooks, carefully remove the clear fat from the bottom of the pan with a large spoon and get rid of the fat. Let me tell you a tip that I have learned that really saves you having to open and close the oven frequently. What you do is, if you have a roasting pan and you've got your rack inside the pan, put water in the bottom of the roasting pan. That way, you won't have burning fat. I can't tell you what I went through a couple of times when I was roasting poultry and there was a lot of fat in the poultry. And all of a sudden I thought, oh my goodness, what's burning? The bird was just fine, but all the fat down in the bottom of the pan was burning, and it was the pits to clean up. It was terrible. So what you want to do is put water in there, and that adds a moisture factor, but it really keeps the fat from burning in your pan. So if you have like a half an inch to an inch of water, believe it or not, it'll evaporate away. I mean, an hour and a half cooking a duck, and you do need to cook it that long. You want it really, the skin really, really crispy. So you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of fat in the bottom of that pan. So you want to put plenty of water in there so that fat will go down in there. It will not burn on you. And if you're one of those fortunate people that has one of those rotisserie units, if you truss your bird up nicely, again, you're going to have to watch the fat with the duck, because you can put it in that rotisserie and allow it to cook. And the rotisserie is just wonderful because you're going to have that moisture that is going to be added to the dressing from the juices of the bird itself. But you want to make sure that it's trussed up really well so your dressing isn't going to be falling out into the bottom of your rotisserie. So there's more than one way that you can do it, but if you're going to do it in the oven, this recipe is so flavorful. And just if you want once in a while, the duck is so fatty, if you wanted to baste it, that's fine, but it really bastes itself because, again, it's that very, very high fat level. Well, that is the recipe that I'll share with you today. And Leo's book is Mrs. Cubison's Best Stuffing Cookbook. And don't forget to go to the two websites, MrsCubison's.com and ThanksgivingTips.com, because there's so many different things that we want to look at and examine. And again, depending on your guests, they may or may not want to have the particular traditional factor. And one thing that my mother used to do when she fixed turkey or Thanksgiving or whatever, she'd put stuffing inside of orange cups. She'd cut an orange in half, and she would cut it with a jagged patterning or a scalloped patterning, put the dressing inside the orange cups, and then put a maraschino cherry on top, and then she would put it in with the turkey and let it baste, and then put the juices over it. And it was just, oh, it was wonderful. It was absolutely fabulous. So muffin cups, orange halves, whatever is your pleasure, your imagination, that's just let it go and have fun. The holidays should be fun. And like he said, we have got a lot of advantages in today's world. And like I said, I'm so grateful for the dishwasher. I really love it. Anything that keeps my hands out of the dish pan is really my pleasure. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. More good things to share. But give me a buzz if you'd like to chat.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. I wanted to share a story with you about a dream. And this is about a Dr. Herman. And this takes place in the late 1800s. Archaeologists, people of science and research, many times in those days, and they still do today, challenge the abilities of the mind to be able to give information that can be very useful. Well, it happened to be in mid-March of 1892, and this Dr. Herman Hilprecht, he was a professor of Assyriology at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, Assyrians were a group of people that they have made some discoveries about, and so this was his passion. Now, he had received two small chips of inscribed agate. And he was doing his due diligence and trying to figure out things. And he had sketches of the original objects sent back from an expedition to what was called the Temple of Bel in Babylon. Now, he was so frustrated. All he had were these two little chips. And he thought that they were parts of finger rings. And he said, this is a waste of my time. So with the typical patterning, he filed them and put them in a certain category and put them in an unclassified section of archaeological finds. Well, he had been working really, really long hours, and it was close to midnight, and he just was so exhausted. Now, he went into this deep sleep. In the sleep level, he had a very profound dream. And there was this phantom priest that occurred in his dream. In the dream, Dr. Herman asked the spook to take him to the lost treasure chamber of the Assyrian temple. Now, the figure was tall and very, very thin. And it took Dr. Herman, showed him the route, to a room that had low ceilings, no windows, and pieces of agate and lapis lazuli were scattered across the floor. And he began to speak of a particular book that the professor was working on and about the pieces that he couldn't find any links of value about. This is what the phantom, the spook, said. The two fragments which you have published separately on pages 22 and 26 belong together. They are not finger rings. He went on in the dream to explain that the ancient priests had been commanded by the king to make earrings for a statue. Now, they didn't have the raw materials to do this. So what they had to do was take a cylinder of agate that already existed apart to make them. The professor's pieces that he had belonged together along with a third, which would never, ever be found. Now, can you imagine? Here is all of this information in the dream. The professor, Dr. Herman Hilprecht, wakes up. He goes and looks up those pieces and found that everything that had been given to him in the way of information in the dream was true. When he placed them together, he was able to decipher the characters, and he now knew the location of the lost treasure room. Dr. Herman Hilprecht packed his bags and took off for Istanbul because he wanted to find the original pieces, which had been separated due to the fact that they were very different in colors. He discovered that when they had been taken apart, the stonecutter's saw had divided the object so that the white vein of the agate appeared only on one fragment and the other was completely gray. How would you handle it if you had that kind of a dream experience? It's amazing how this kind of information will come through. It's not any less amazing than an engineer who is dealing with a challenge, with a big building, with a construction that is just not getting done properly, going to his office and finding he enters into this mental altered state and a hologram appears in front of him, shows him what needs to be totally corrected in a system within the building so that they can get on with their work. And he's sitting there thinking, I wonder what it looks like upside down, and it flips upside down for him so he can see the whole interactive works. He goes back to work the next day, says this is what we need to do, and everything works. What goes on here? How is it that the mind is able to get all of this information? How was it a professor, Bill Precht, having a dream where an entity from the past says, you're going about this whole thing wrong. This is what you need to do. This is what belongs with this. I think it's fascinating. And it shows us that we are far, far, far removed from totally understanding the workings of the mind. That this happened in the late 1800s, it happens even today. People have ideas, things that pop into their head, they have no clue where it's coming from, and all of a sudden, they have this picture. Or they happen to walk someplace, and they go, that's what I'm looking for. The mind is an incredible instrument. And the more we study, the more we are able to learn about it, but it also shows us how little we really do know. So sometimes maybe we just need to be aware of the fact that if we have something special in our life that's a challenge, life is presenting that challenge so that we challenge ourselves and we're willing to open our minds and our attitudes to opportunity. It is amazing, the magic of the mind. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Annie Corzin, the bargain junkie. Oh, is this ever going to be fun? This lady knows how to shop till she drops, and then she bounces right back and shops some more. So we're going to have a real good time with her, and she's got some real good tips about how to find those special bargains. And if you're on a budget, I think you'll enjoy Annie quite a bit. Donna Sebo here. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a fabulous day, and we'll be back with you same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com, Station 1. Donna Sebo, bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.